Now, here we are starting up next week a brand new quarter. We did some practice runs to get where we are today. I have a sense that we're getting closer and closer to agreement on working together to accomplish something. Do you still all agree that it's doable to do three, to get three in a 3-month period?
Yeah, I do.
Can you see how it helps us all to come back to that one point every week and say, how are we doing toward that end?
Yeah. Yeah.
So what I'm saying is, if we happen to say there will be some people who will fold into this call and some people who will fold out in the next run, you now know what you would be folding into and folding out of and what the goal of the group is. Do you all feel more ready to make a run at it starting next week than you did the last 3-month period we were working on? So that we could start at a flatbed run as opposed to trying to create it along the way. That's the point I'm trying to make.
Yeah.
So what I'd like to do is to congratulate you all for helping to do the slogging through the mud pioneer work on the first time through. It was creative. It had to be adjusted. But I think we've got a tighter format with a more specific goal that keeps us clearly on track for a goal and less sense of competition between you and more sense of competition with you working towards some common objective. At least that's my sense. If that's your sense, if you want to be included on this, the next run, as an active participant, please send me an email. If you don't, there's going to be, you'll be on the wall as one of the original pioneers, and that's cool. But if you feel like you're disempowered more than empowered by being a part of this, absolutely, maybe just step into the gallery and go for it. So that's what we want to do, is to really set up a team that's going to prove this can work. Any last comments?
Yeah, knowing that 3x3 and having that in my mind and seeing the picture, my subconscious is focusing on that, and I just know where I'm going. And that is so exciting.
I got a question.
Yeah.
Jerry, what's going to be the change up here in the seventh inning stretch here after this quarter? What's going to be different about the next cycle on the Monday calls?
You know, I would love to say that it's going to be a whole lot different, but what I think is really it's just about we're going to be a bit more specific in the CDs and the books. We're going to be more tight with getting those done. We were going to be working directly with Terry Latham, and there's something that's popped up that is a strong possibility, but it's got to be big beta tested. He's jumping into it faster than I'm going to jump into it, and that's an internet-based recruiting system, and I think that I'm going to wait on him for another 3 months before we do that. There's just too many problems in getting that thing set up. So my goal as we start this is to start out with the specific objective of finding a team that believes that we can go three who get three, that we can use and set specific books and CDs and materials to take a look at. And one thing that's a little bit fluid is we're becoming aware of how to use the technology so it's more user-friendly without so much mail involved. for example, when we look at this WebEx concept, there is an advantage to being able to run like an MP3, so you can listen to the CD of the week during your run or you're driving back and forth. But there's also going to be an advantage if we have those things archived so that they could be reviewed for free automatically off your internet or emailed to you for the weekly assignment. Can you all see how that could enhance your group's experience in the future?
Yes.
So that we're now becoming aware of technologies that can do those things that are doable by the average person. And so those will become a little bit more fluid. Probably the ultimate way to do that would be to just say, we're going to just pick up Terry Latham's series of CDs out of Focus on Growth or Blue Ribbon, and you just get the pack and we go through the pack. And it may still always remain that, but I don't like the $125 cost for those, although they're worth their weight in gold. I just think that if we could do an autoresponder and have links and have them posted, that's the future. Can you see where I'm going with it?
Yep.
Brad,
I got a question on what Terry's doing. Are you saying that his group is going to be doing buying lists and going from that?
No, it's basically, I'll just kind of give you an overview. What has been developed is a comprehensive plan that you can download in one shot from the internet onto your home computer or your laptop. And in it are a series of presentations, some PowerPoint, some flash video, some tutorial, and the whole thing works from when you first sign up through starting your own business, and then what are your job descriptions as a new distributor, as a silver, as a gold, as a platinum, as a diamond, as a royal diamond, and a royal ambassador. And all your job descriptions are defined there. Your tools are included as downloadable or printable, and it's all included in one deal. I think that, you know, we may beta test with a group or two as we run through this, but as I use it initially, it's a little too overwhelming at this point. And I think others might think that this process that we're talking about here might be overwhelming too. Is there anybody that feels that this is just too confusing?
No.
Or do you feel like we're getting less confusing? Do you think a brand new person could go through this two or three times and feel pretty good, like their feet are solid on the ground?
Are you talking about the process, or are you talking about Pathfinders?
The process.
The process, yeah.
I think the process is very easy to understand once they've been taken through it a couple of times.
Mm-hmm.
And what I plan to do with this process, at least for this next run-through, is to follow up this follow-up level four meeting with a set of Jeff Van Blerikum Attitude and Action CDs, which basically say exactly what we just did. And we all know how clear Jeff can be. That sort of cinches it home, don't you think?
Mm-hmm.
If you can talk through it, you can give them a schematic of it, maybe even a CD-ROM for their computer on a PowerPoint. They can listen to Jeff, and then they watch it happen with their people. It seems to me that we now can cycle this through and it makes sense. And it's something somebody can do in their hand. So I'm going to ask some of the newer people, because we're going long on this call. God bless you all for doing that. Melody, do you think it is cumbersome or confusing in this process we're working on?
The process that was on the WebEx today
is
very clear.
It's very what?
I think it's very clear.
Very clear. Okay, good.
I mean, especially that level four meeting. I mean, that's like, okay, do this, then do this, do this, and it just flows, and you can see where the excitement builds. And the rest of it, the process of 1, 2, 3, those are pretty basic, pretty evident. You can't sign up until you talk to somebody. They don't want to sign up until they learn something. So it seems to flow.
Now, the point that Michelle's bringing up, and I think it's a good one, is we're going to be looking at, Michelle, one of the things we know that's really powerful is the 1 through 5, right? So what we have to do is say, where does that fit in this process? And it's going to go in between perfect day and what's missing. Or right after what's missing, because what's missing kind of starts us on that process. And if we could say, okay, if what's missing is that you can't get up and down the stairs and you really want to be in your first triathlon, and that's what really pops out of their mouth when you ask them what a perfect day is all about. Pretty obvious that what they're after is products.
Correct.
And
one question.
Yeah.
For Melody, since she's new. Melody, do you feel comfortable if you were to sit down with the prospect of asking them questions in the follow-up? You know, what would your perfect day be and what were you missing?
I'm comfortable as far as just being able to sit there and
right
and get that information from them. Yeah.
Right. Okay. I was just curious.
Well, I think that's a great point, and I think for a brand new person, I mean, we just heard Melody last week say that she sat in a Humans Being Marked class with Silvers and Golds. And they were asking her what to do, and she felt comfortable. So you've come a long way, right, Melody?
Yes, I have.
So you're answering that question from having come a long way.
That's true.
For those of you who've been through this follow-up meeting recently, have you noticed that I left out a part, and that's something that you're going to watch as we get better at this, and it's a great point that Michelle brings up right now. I'm trying to remember who it was that... Well, there was a couple of them this last week. When I'm describing for a brand new person the invite and the coffee shop, I break invite into those 2 points where you're prospecting and you're recruiting. So they're basically, when we get to the point where we're saying, what is your job? It is invite people to come, those 6 people to come to a coffee shop. And then as a B, your job is to be quiet, but you have a second job. And that is, if I get to the end of my presentation and I don't schedule the next event, you have to kick me under the table in the shins.
You said that at a jams meeting.
Ah.
So you say that we should be doing the follow-up at the time with a new person and not pushing them right into doing this. Is that what you're saying?
That's exactly right. That brand new person, all they need to know their job description is to invite somebody, be quiet, and kick you in the shins, and that's it. Now, if they've got that sense, that has been such a relief to these brand new people. And so I love the fact that you picked up on the fact that anything beyond that is going to be overwhelming for a brand new person, because it actually is. Right, Michelle?
Correct.
So this makes a lot more sense that if that brand new person says, okay, look, all I'm going to do is to just have a couple people sit in front of you, watch you go through the ABC, and then I'll kick you in the shins to make sure you've got the next one. About the third or fourth time, you're going to turn into Eric, who says, you're boring, give me that ABC chart, I'm going to do it myself. And then that's when they step up, and then the next part is learn your how to tell your story at a wellness preview. There will be people who never become presenters, because we won't let them. They're not good at that. Like Chuck Branham. But Chuck Branum made $100,000 as a platinum in a month. And so if you got a guy that was going to make $100,000 as a platinum in your group in a month, and he never did a presentation because you don't want him to, would you still want him in your organization?
That'd be okay.
Yeah, it'd be all right.
Yes, you go with what people can do, but everybody has to do one and two. They will be part of three. Most you want to be able to have them do a three. Some you'll ask them for the first day they start to do one 2 weeks from now, and it will cause them to be leaders. But I love that point. And, Michelle, I think you're absolutely right, that we just need to be able to tell those people, don't sweat it. Just give me the invitation, watch, and kick me. You all good with that?
Yep.
Good. All right, any last other points? Okay, make sure you send me that email. I'll save this thing out, and then we'll start working on a PowerPoint that will go one piece at a time. And if you have a suggestion on this, I think I can share this, and you can download it yourselves at home. But I got to figure that out.
Yeah, or I can. Yeah, it says I can't. Print is an option, and save is an option, but there's no go from there option.
Yeah, oh, so I okay. Print it, and it wouldn't print either.
So it's all inactive until you.
All right. So what I'll do is I will save this as a Word document.
Email it.
And then I'll email it out. And
great.
It may be that I can save it as a WebEx document. You can pull it up in WebEx, play with it. But you can use it as a Word document. And some of you are better off or better doing some of these things than I am. So if you come up with a really snazzy one or something like that, go ahead and play with it and we'll see what goes. All right. Thanks to all of you. I really feel like we're getting closer and closer and closer to pulling the oars in the same way on both sides of the boat. And we're going to have to be, because I'm going to need you all for interchangeable parts. So I could say, Michelle, can you cover us in Chicago this weekend, and you can present the process. You know, Chuck and Tracy, we need you guys to go to Arizona. And Marianne, we've got a thing going on in Brussels. Can you get that covered? And once we get to that point, nobody will stop us.
Oh. Team.
Okay, thank you, and great job.
Thanks, Jerry.
Do you have something else going on after this, Jerry?
Tonight?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to figure out how to save this.
Okay.
And then I got to redo that, Jerry. Thing you're watching.
Meeting or something?
A leadership meeting?
Yeah.
I didn't have one.
I thought you said you were having something after this on WebEx.
Oh, no, I mean, I can, if somebody wants to hang around and play with it, we can try that just because you haven't gone to bed yet, but I'll just leave this.
I thought you said you were having another call after ours.
No.
Okay.
No, I have some other stuff going, and I'm working on other projects, but it won't be after that tonight.
Okay.
But if you want to, hang around and on this and call me back, you can do that too.
Actually have your video tonight.
Oh. Yeah, I think I finally figured that out. I don't know why. I mean, I can't tell you why it didn't work before, but the last two or three times I've done this, it comes right up and it's working real slick, so I'm pleased with that.
It took a while for it to come up, but it came up. Okay.
Did it freeze frame on you?
Did it freeze frame a little bit?
Yeah.
Once it keeps going, it's not bad.
Okay. And Tatiana?
Yes, thank you, Jerry, very much, and thank you for the team. It was a great session and a very interesting experience.
Good. So it's broadening your possibilities?
Absolutely, yeah. I really appreciate you inviting me. I learned a lot, and it was great work with the team. There's something interesting new and definitely a very valuable experience to learn and incorporate in the daily, you know, work.
Well, what I recommend is you get started in this, because we've done a lot of things, and we really like the concept of Pathfinders, and I'm going to reincorporate a lot of the things that Pathfinders does, and I'll point them out to my group as I get started next time. For example, nobody gets to talk negative. It's all working toward a specific. And we've added a few things, and the technology has changed a little bit. It's cycling at a little different rate. But the key, I think, is that you should never have people on that don't beg you to come on.
Right.
You don't talk people into being in a group like this. Even if the group is only two or three, you got to have people that are positive. And you're not trying to resurrect old people. You have to have a person when you bring it up and say, I'm going to really beta test or get something started in a call or whatever, and they jump at it. And they'd say, yeah, I'm in. I'll do what we have to do. And then work it out. And then the other thing, Tatiana, that I believe is probably the most significant thing we did during this last run was begin to learn how, as a group, to come up with something that everybody agrees on as a goal. Because when you don't agree, even if there's five that agree and one doesn't, one thinks it's a stupid goal, then you're going to get people that are doing all the work and then some who have animosity, and you get into what always happens where they'll get overworked and they'll burn out and they'll quit. And you'll have some that'll just go on, you know, what are you doing? You're just getting all upset about everything. I'm not going to work at that. It doesn't make any sense to me. Because they didn't agree on the goal. So the hardest part is really sitting down and saying, what is it something that we can accomplish together that'll be meaningful in the future? Another big piece is it really has to happen in 90-day cycles. And you have to disband and then restart. It's not a go and for the rest of your life deal. Some people have to take a breather and kick out. Some people are ready to go and fire it up and bring it in. So do those make sense?
Yeah, definitely. Can you give me a specific example of the goal?
Well, the goal for this group that they decided on was from the beginning of a three-month period all the way through, everybody, regardless of what the rank is, would sponsor three new people who got three wide and three deep. So each of those people would have one person who sponsors one person so that each leg would be three legs deep. The first one that you sponsored plus one they sponsored plus one they sponsored. That's the minimum. Three legs, three deep, and all of them had to be on autoship. So it wasn't like people were trying to go Royal Diamond overnight. It was basically that it was a goal that everybody could work toward. Some could excel well beyond it, but it wasn't overwhelming to the last person. And we're working on, as a team, trying to make it important that it's not so much who or getting one person over the wall and they're the star. It's can you create a group that can get everybody over the wall? And that's the ultimate of this team, would be as we watch these groups grow and develop, what can we do to throw it in? And you heard a little bit of it tonight where people were saying, well, she's close. We might want to take an order from here and put it over there. You know, just that small little thing. But they were coming up with those ideas on their own because it was filling in that matrix a little bit. We only came up with this a couple of weeks ago, but it's starting to solidify in people's minds. It just gave us a much smaller specific to work toward so that people wouldn't freak out so bad. That make sense?
Yeah, makes sense. Make a lot of sense. And now one more question. This group that you were working today, were they one in each other's group, or all they were horizontal to you?
Well, Russell and Michelle are in Yakima. They're first line to me.
Mm-hmm.
And they're almost gold. I mean, that's they're operating as if they were golds or platinums in an environment where they don't have any help. They're in a whole city by themselves. And Marion Palmer is in my town. She is a gold, and been in forever, a long time. Then Eric and Michelle are first line to me, and they've been in for a few months, and they have hitched their wagon to Andre and Marina, and it's a shame you didn't get to hear them tonight, because they're the ones who are absolutely insane with excitement and activity right now. They're the young Russian couple. And so Eric and Diana were their sponsors. So we've got that relationship. Another one that wasn't on tonight is an incredible, powerful person. And that is Sandy. But problem with Sandy was she sponsored Eric, and they grew so fast that she got passed. And it was really no fault of her own. She didn't know anybody in town, and she's doing an incredible job to emotionally come back from that.
Right.
And to be right next to her team watching it grow like crazy, but she doesn't have any part of that team anymore, that's emotionally pretty darn hard for her.
Yes.
Then,
what was the label? Was it a silver pass?
Yes.
It was a silver pass.
Yeah. And we tried to hold it back as good as we could, but that group popped $37,000 in like 5 days.
Right.
It took 4 months to set it up, and then it blew. Then another person on the team was Kim. Now, Kim is about four levels deep under another leg of mine, and she's been around for a long time, but just trying to plug in and try to get her feet on the ground, and really has never gotten past about executive. Another one is Melody, and she was brand new, right out of the chute. And then the last group was Chuck and Tracy. They're second line to me, actually third line silvers, but essentially they're upline gold. Is inactive. His wife and him split, and he's done a little bit of activity recently. In fact, this last month may qualify as a silver. Then there's a totally inactive silver, and then Chuck and Tracy really represent my group in San Diego. And again, they're the same kind of things. They have to operate as platinums in San Diego, but they're silvers, and so they're the kind of people that will add us senior every couple months. Most of these people in these remote environments are pulling a couple of $1,000 in volume, but not enough to really make a living. So what we're trying to do with them all is to get them solid in their belief system. I'm teaching them to be leaders, or in fact, what we know Pathfinder does incredibly well is that it allows them to teach each other to be leaders. And because they're teaching each other to be leaders, they become leaders. If they just listen to me yap all day long, they become followers. Does that make sense?
Right. Yeah, makes a lot of sense.
So there's a lot of power and a lot of strength in this, and that was really played out at the last Human Blown More training. When we got done, or got down to some of the nitty-gritty questions and answers at the session at the end. These people, including Melody, knew more than many of the Platinums who had been in for 8 or 10 years that were asking the questions or trying to be the facilitators at the Humans Being More training. And that was a huge shock to them that they knew that much. Now, were you also involved with, have you ever been to a Pathfinder Summit in Texas?
Yes.
And did you notice that one of the sense that we got was that the silvers that were created in the Pathfinder system were so rock solid in their strength and their ability and their belief and all that sort of stuff. They didn't seem like silvers at all.
No, that's true. That's absolutely true. I really like Pathfinders. I think it's a great program, and then I kind of studied some other programs that are, you know, around, and I still my favorite is Pathfinders.
And it's gone through so many changes because we've changed the compensation system around and all that, and it's been difficult to keep up with. But I agree with you. I think that it's absolutely almost divinely inspired to come up with how it all works together.
Yeah.
It's just
I think it's a great school, and people who go through Pathfinders as soon as possible. You know, it might take them a while later on, but they do have, you know,
They do have that stamina then.
Yep, and if you have them teaching each other, that is really the ticket. That makes them stronger. And then there are things within Pathfinder that we need to really sort of pull up, and that is if you're a like a P2, you're going to be teaching the P1s, and you're going to be doing Saturday, Super Saturdays, very defined areas you teach those. So I want to revisit all of that now that kind of the paint's drying a little bit on all these new changes. Those are the strongest pieces I've seen, and absolutely got to keep these kinds of teams together, because especially if your group starts to grow outside your local area, it is as if you've got somebody in your back pocket and right next door. If for Chuck and Tracy, they would never have survived in San Diego by themselves. And Michelle, are you still on?
Yes.
Do you feel like it's sort of a lifeline to you when everybody else is, like, not there? Because you guys are absolutely by yourself down there. I mean, you have some other people that are sort of recreational distributors, and it's nice of them to provide an office space for your weekly preview, but they're not in the game, right?
No, not at all.
So do you feel like this is kind of a place to keep you at least a little bit posted?
I'm pretty much the one running or organizing all of the meetings or anything we do, any of the trainings or any of that. I've been asking for Sherry's input, but usually, you know, it's pretty much what we want to do.
Yeah, so do you feel like these calls keep you kind of, if you didn't have them at all, it would be more difficult?
I think it's definitely, between this and me being training more the last time, we're both more focused.
And then that's really, as we look at the long term, Tatiana, is I'm trying to teach myself and I'm trying to teach the rest of the group that even if there isn't this incredible powerhouse of teams that we've got going in Fort Lauderdale and Chicago and New York and in Austin and St. Louis, we will. And the only way we're going to be able to stick together and pull on the same oars is going to be by calls like this. I think we have this huge advance by being able to do WebEx on these kind of calls, because, you know, once you start seeing those teams go up like that, it's a whole lot better trying to describe it over the phone.
Right, that's right. Visual really, really empowers.
And then
some people, they are visual learners to start with, so for them it's just number one.
And I think, are you a visual learner, Michelle?
Pretty much, yeah. That's why I'm trying to do that process paper, because I can't sit down and do a meeting without it. I get totally lost. I need something to follow. I mean, even after I repeat it and repeat it and repeat it, I still need something to follow.
Yeah, and I think that that's really a valid point, because if you have those tendencies and needs, there's a quarter of your team that will have those same needs, maybe more, half to three quarters. There are some people that just like to fire from the hip and just, you know, just shoot from memory. But most people aren't.
It's got to be in front of me or you may as well forget it.
And yet most, you know, people who can shoot from the hip, they don't understand those who can't. And that's one of the things I tried to bring up a little bit tonight, and it didn't go, you know, I'd still like to get into it a little bit more, is that there's things like, for example, Tracy, are you on? That are very clear to Tracy, so incredibly clear, it just makes sense to her, that she gets incredibly frustrated if somebody else sees it in a different angle or a different direction. Can you pick that up in her, Michelle, when you're listening?
Not a little bit.
And she tries to push people into seeing it her way, or kind of like, listen, it's this way.
Well,
I know you can
see it.
But I'm
not the same way, so maybe I don't see it. I'm that way a lot, too.
Yeah, and so there are other people who could see it from, and this is part of, when you start thinking like a diamond, this is one of the things that really opens up in your head that you just go, whoa, I never even experienced this before, is that you can kind of, it's like you're standing up at a much higher height than you used to, and when you see people, you can see clearly why a person who likes that kind of structure sees it that way. But then you can see just as valid why somebody who likes no structure sees it that way. And then the part that's really interesting is that you get this perspective at watching them both saying, hey, you know, you both have a valid view of it, and if you could share those and give respect to each other for seeing it in your way, it's not that they see it wrong. It's just they're looking at it from 180 degrees different than you. They just see a different side of it. And so when you start putting these four quadrants together and say, let's get an appreciation for the four different ways that people might see this, then you got a much better chance of seeing what's real than the perspective that we grew up with when we were growing up. That's the sense of team. That's the things that really start to get dynamic when you look at a much bigger market that we have to crack, because none of us really can probably get a perspective of two-thirds or three-quarters of the market we're trying to catch, because we just see the world in our way. And Michelle, can you see that on some of our people on the call?
I do, yeah, very much so.
And that's what I think Michelle picked up in the last Humans Being More training, having been with some very, very green, brand new people. You see these phases they start to go through that they have to go through.
Well, like Melanie, I know that Melanie's changed. I mean, just since the first time I was on the call with her and had to tell her to go talk to people, you know?
Yeah.
Go talk to people. It doesn't matter what the conversation's about. Just go talk to people. Just go learn how to have a conversation with somebody.
And yet a couple of cycles ago, you were in a totally different space, and you hadn't progressed to the point where you could really see these differences in people, because you really had your own stuff you had to focus on.
Sure.
And once you get really comfortable with certain skill sets, you can set those aside and say, that's going to run on autopilot. I'm just really comfortable with bringing it up or describing this part of it. Then you're open to see the subtleties of how other people operate.
Oh, yeah. We've seen it last night. We had a meeting, supposed to have been like a training at Mike's last night. Me and Russell were all powered up about where we wanted to go with this training every Sunday night. And Mike, you know, Mike quit just before we started the class up. You know, the invite, ABC, you know, preview, follow-up. Quit just before that. So he hasn't been through any of that. And when me and Russell started saying, well, next week me and him are supposed to be leading the group, and I said, well, I'd like to do invite, and then next week, you know, do ABC, and he's like, well, I'm not going to go do an ABC, I just want to invite people here. And I'm like, well, that's okay, but we have to teach these people how to go through this process. He's like, I don't know if I want to learn this process. He's like, we need to sit down and decide, because we have two teams there. Know, because his team's there and our team is there. And he's like, we need to sit down and find common ground of what we're going to train on.
Have you guys, do you remember if he has listened to Attitude in Action yet?
He has it, but hasn't listened to it for a long time, Russell's saying.
So he's going to put it in his truck.
He said he was going to put it in his truck tonight.
Okay.
And I gave him the process papers that I emailed you today that I've been working on.
Mm-hmm.
I gave him that today just so he could sit down and look through the steps. And then also, Russell's going to give him Jeff that goes with that.
See, Tatiana, what we found when we were implementing Pathfinders was that everything was designed for people who were up a level or already in, and that entry point was difficult. And so what we found was that Jeff Amblerikum described it better than anybody's ever done it before. In fact, it's what Nikin picked up on. And so it was described in Attitude and Action, and then Jeff
came up and did some stuff up here in the Spokane area, and so did Dutch. And so this is kind of just that last piece to drop in the slot to make Pathfinders work from bottom to top. And so what we described on that chart is virtually just almost word for word what we pulled from Jeff and Dutch.
Actually, the follow-up is on under university on MindEek and your training. I'm going to listen to that and talk to you on it.
Oh, okay. Thank you very much.
So the university, and then it's over on the right-hand side, and I think it's under training. It says so CBU ABC and then follow-up, and the follow-up one is just CD.
Okay. Thank you.
So, Michelle, do you think we're departing much from what Jeff and those guys are talking about, or does it seem like we're staying pretty true to it?
My process that I put on paper, I stayed pretty true to what we're trying to create.
And really, the only thing we're doing...
I did. No, I listened to the...
No, that's true, and I mean, what's becoming clear is that we're really getting close to having everybody believe in the same way of doing things. And just think to some of the times in past history, we weren't even close.
Like right now, I know when we started this, we were really, really lost. You'd come and you'd train us, and then you were gone. And it was like, okay, how do I do this process? You know, it's like, you know, we get the invite, we get the ABC, we get the preview, but there was never any follow-up. It's like we didn't know. You know,
and that's exactly what, when we were doing P1 groups, everybody was learning how to do the invite and the ABC and maybe even the wellness preview, but nobody was learning how to do the follow-up meeting.
Right.
And so
I think that we were missing on the end of that, that I realized when we went to Vancouver is there was a young girl there that was sitting up front at Human Being Training more that always laughed at everything, Gina. I don't know if you were introduced to her or not.
Mm-hmm.
She was launching, they were launching her business when we went to Vancouver. And we went to the preview and there was only two consultants there. And she said, well, I'm sorry nobody's here tonight. She says, but everybody is launching Gina's business. And I said, well, what do you mean by that? She says, well, all of our leaders all went to Gina's, had 21 people invited to a meeting. The second night, she bought $5,000 wellness home and had 21 people in a meeting. And so they all went there to support her and launch her business. And I said, well, what do you mean by launch? And she said, you know, we're just there to support her and to take her through the process. And so kind of when I was going through that process papers and writing down, I kind of felt that somewhere really needed to be in there. Deciding what level of business and what we want and where we want to go from it, and then making sure that they're following through on emails, whether they're on internet or not. If they're not, to make sure that we follow through and, you know, deliver those to them printed, you know, and just follow through with what they need to do, help them with their 100-name list and get their auto ship going and just follow through on that and set up a wellness preview for their family and friends, a private one.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I think that's what we're missing big time. Like, they just fall into this circle of doing what we're doing and there's no excitement. And it was so exciting there because, you know, they were launching Gina's business. So it was, like, really exciting.
So you just need to find people to launch.
Yeah.
Well, that sounds good. Well, I'm going to sit down. I got these kids that are all going to sleep now for morning practice, so I got to kind of turn my volume down. And I'm going to try to save these out, see if I can email them. But this is always good for me and I think good for the leaders to be involved with studying how to be leaders. And that's why people like Russell and Michelle just take over the whole city of Yakima when Dennis Williams started the thing down there.
it's those people who focus on leadership, not just volume, that are in it for the long term.
Yeah, thank you, Michelle, for sharing your ideas and your experience. I really appreciate it.
Nice to talk to you. Hi, Jerry.
Good night.
Yeah, thank you. Good night. Thank you, Jerry. Bye-bye.